Morning, Rabbi Sai. just a PS on something that we discussed last week, which I saw in the Alim Litrufo. Yeah, this is the Belzer Sedra sheet. And he discussed there as follows. He says that the Ran asks a kasha on the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara says, L'shona acheres kovum lahalil hoido. They only fixed the yontif the year after. And he says it doesn't make sense. So first of all, why was it called Chanukah? It was called Chanukah because they rested on Chof Hei. The Ran understands that Chonu Chof Hei, they rested, means that they rested from Melucha. They rested completely, in the same way that we have Menucha on Shabbos. Yeah? So he understands Chonu Chof Hei means that it was a proper rest. And he asked the Kasha, what does it mean? Yeah, and how, he says, when the Gemara is asking, my Chanukah, the Gemara is asking, where was the rest? Where was the rest from Melucha? And he says as follows. He brings down from a sefer called Koil Koil Yaakov, Lahagon Rabbi Yaakov Hamburger, the Rav Bezdin of Prague, in Tovkuf Samach Beis. He says as follows. He says that in the year of the Chanukah Samizbeach, year one, when actually they won the battle and they were able to re-enter the Beis HaMikdosh and to light the menorah and to restart the Avodah, he says in that year Chanukah was fixed as a Chonu Chof Hei, as a proper Yomtuf with Issa Melocha, pretty much like Chanukah Habayis of the first Beis HaMikdosh. The Chanukah Habayis of Beis HaMikdosh was a 2-week Yomtuf. They even ate on Yom Kippur that year, and it went through Sukkot as well. But he says they actually were so happy and they were so delighted that they'd won the battle against the Greeks, at least the battle for that time, and that they were able to restart the Avodah and to clean up the Beis HaMikdosh, Ufinu Asechalecha, V'tiaros Mikdoshecha, etc. Then they made a proper Yontif with Issa Melocha. So that was a proper Yontif. And then, a year later, they thought about it, and they decided it's not necessary for us to make a full yontif with Issa Melocha in order to give Halil v'Hodah to the Ribono Shel Olam on the Nes that occurred last year. And therefore they reduced the Kedusha of Chanukah, for instance, from a proper yontif with Issa Melocha, with all the halachas of a normal yontif, they reduced it from that to a weekday yontif, if you like, when the only idyon is Halil v'Hodah. And that fits in beautifully with the pshat that we mentioned last week, which was B'nei Vino Yemei Shmoino Kovu Shira Unonim. One of the pshatim was that the B'nei Vino, the Chachmei Hador, in the year after the Enes occurred, yeah, Yemei Shmoino Kovu B'Shira Unonim. They said that the days, the Yemei Shmoino, the 8 days, doesn't have to be a full yontif with Issa Melocha, with special tefillahs, etc., etc. But Halil v'Hodah will do. And therefore, in year one, according to this Sefer Kol Yaakov brought here in the Alim Litrufo, year one was a full yontif. And B'nei Vino, a year later, decided that it's not necessary, we are going to be koivea. Yemei Shmoino, B'Shira Unonim alone. The Halil v'Hodah is the Ikem, we can do that even without Issa Melocha.
Stanford Air Tourway, Northwest London, Sunday, 2nd day of Rosh Chodesh Teves, Aleph Teves, 21st of December, Rabbi Aaron Elias, Shlita, Moaz Tour, Q&As. This week's Torah has been sponsored on the Shel Hagdol Tzor Lahadiro, with an Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov Ben, Rabbi Shimon Rechol, Tzvi, Yitzchris, Zubro, Nodi, Brochol. Shalom
Chanukah, good Chodesh. Moaz Tour, I'm starting off with Lechon Noe Lishabeach. Why is it only Lechon Noe Lishabeach? We have a big chiyuv to give Hodor and Halel. The Mabit, I think you can explain with the Mabit now, Mabit Shah Tfilah Perik Sheni says that, interesting with human beings, Shevach and Shlemus Anoshim Ein Adova Sholim B'Tachlis V'Lo Kayim L'Sibus Moros Odom G'Guli Ho'Olam V'Lachein Yeshe Shishabeach Odom Yishaber V'Yishal Menukim B'Tosef Shevach V'Yese Seis Ma She'Ein Bo V'Omro B'Sfas Chalokos The HaFokus Osonu Menu. In other words, a person only enjoys, if Reuven tries to praise Shimon, he only enjoys the extra which doesn't exist. If you tell him exactly a Hador definition, exactly what he is, he won't get any Hanor. The Hanor he gets if you give him a little bit extra. That's by Bosov Adom. With this we can explain also a Taz in Hilchas Smochos. The Taz says, brings the Shulchan Aruch, it says the mitzvah gedolah lehaspid. It's a big mitzvah, hespid ala meis. And the Shulchan Aruch says, also the haflig, you can't exaggerate. But he says, maskeim midas tovah shebo mosifim b'hem ksas. You're allowed to add a little bit during the hesped. Ask the tzas, mali sheke ma'at, mali sheke halve. What's the difference if it's a big lie or a small lie? Says the tzas, no, nearly, that if you meshabech him a little bit more, he had a she'ifa, he was close to striving and increasing what he had actually achieved, so that's not sheke. Because he was on the verge of it. It's the same nekuda. The Hanoi is only with the Shevach, which is actually doesn't actually exist. With the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. However much we praise him, it's all due. And that's ki l'chon noe l'shabeach. Whatever we're saying with all the amazing expressions of praise, it's all due and there's much more. That's the nekuda. Also, l'chayim in Shemoneh Esrei, we say ki l'chon noe l'hodos. The hodor, there's hodor here. Sheva is really due to Kodesh Baruch Hu and even more. Tikkun beis tefilosi. In the Pasuk says, v'aviyosim ha'kotchi v'simachti beis tefilosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls a beis HaMikdosh beis tefilosi. And the Gemara Baruch Hu dashens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain tefillah which he davens. So we here use the same expression, calling the beis HaMikdosh beis tefilosi, our place of tefillah. This is the first reference. The two other references in Mo's sort of to beis HaMikdosh, and it changes each time. So note, the first reference is beis tefilosi. We are insisting, we want the beis HaMikdosh. It's the makom tefillah for us. We daven with our beis HaMikdosh, but we want a speciality of beis HaMikdosh to daven there. And we're calling it beis tefilosi. So tikkun beis tefilosi. V'sham told the nezabeach. Anyone notice anything? Any grammarians here? What's nezabeach? We always, with offering and making a sacrifice, it's the kal, lizboach. Nezabeach is the peel, it's intensive. Why? The only place I checked up in Tanakh, the only place where the Zabeach is mentioned, only one and only place is regarding Avodah Zarah. It seems to be like this, that when you offer up a korban, you know, it costs money, it's tiruch involved, person offers it up. When the Yetzer Hara gets involved, then the offering is done with a hislavus, and a taiva is l'Zabeach. So we're saying here, the Shom Todon Zabeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're longing for the Beis HaMikdosh. We're not going to just a regular offering of Mizvah, we're going to be Mezabeach. We carry on, Le'ez Tochin Matzbeach. Again, Litvoach, to Shecht, is in the Kal, the light to form. Here it's the intensive that we want to finish off the Roshoim and Le'ez Tochin Matzbeach. Mitzar Hamanabeach, the same thing, Linboach, to bark, normally by a dog, is in the Kal. Why it's in the PL here? It's in the intensive form. Again, the Nekuda is the same Nekuda, Mitzar Hamanabeach. We're describing the enemy, the opponents of ours, and them in Abeach, we describe them as follows. Oz Egmo Beshir Mizmo Chanukasa Mizbeach. Why are we finishing Mizmo? We should be starting. Oh, the start is Mizmo Shir Chanukasa, and Mizmo Shir Chanukasa Bais, and the finish is the finish. We're going to say the whole Mizmo, and the Mishnah says in Bikurim that when going back to the Beis HaMikdosh with the Bikurim, one of the things we say is Mizmo Shir Chanukasa Bais. That's what we're referring to, Beis HaMikdosh. Okay, so Ro'o Sova Nafshi, the second chapter here, paragraph. What's Sova? Sova is normally a connotation, a positive connotation. V'chalto v'sovoto v'rachto. When you got satisfied, why are we calling about the roles? All the bad things that happen, we're calling them Sova, Svio. So it seems to be that there's a combination here. On the one hand, we're saying, we got all the message of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We learned our lesson from all the, obviously, what Kodesh Baruch Hu does, Hakol Toivo, Kol Mada Ovid Rechmona Letav. So on the one hand, we've got the message, and we're Soveya, we've got enough, but please, let's go further and give us the bring us the Geula. Biogon Kochi Kilo. We're talking about this in the second paragraph, is referring to Shibud Mitzrayim. So what's Biogon Kochi Kilo? What's the problem? If you're tired, so go to sleep, you get fresh koichas in the morning. Now the answer is, as the statement of Shemi Shmuel, that in Mitzrayim they switched the labor of men to women, and women to men, to such an extent there was no sipuk, there was no satisfaction, and it was really broke them emotionally as well as physically, the actual the shibud. That was the biogon kochi kilo. Now we call the shibud malchus eglo. We're referring to Mitzrayim, we're calling them shibud malchus eglo. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, eglo yofefio Mitzrayim. Like, why are we calling them eglo? Why can't we call them Mitzrayim? They're not worthy of a mention. We just call them malchus eglo. We'll see later a comparison with Amalek. And then we say, The Malbim says in Sefer Shmos that Am Tzegula Mitzayim Asher Bochram Hashem Belo Shum Hachonam Mitzida. When we use the word expression Am Tzegula, because Baruch Hu chose us without any preparations, He took us as we are. What's Chel Paro V'chol Zaro? Has anyone thought, what does it mean? Chel Paro, so army of Pharaoh, V'chol Zaro, and all his descendants, what he went out to war with his children. We don't have any reference about his children, grandchildren. It seems to be the Mechaber here is making a reference to Mitzrayim. We know that they were Shtufei Zimo. Immorality was their strong point. And we know, Rashi says in the Pasuk, Ein Bayis Asher Ein Bo Meis. That in one house it was possible, although the Bechorim were supposed to be put to death, they could have ten children dead there because of the znus of the Balas Abayis. So in other words, there was such a big bilbul that when Paro goes out to Milchoma, it's Bechol Zaro. He's the biggest Manaif. So that's the Bechol Zaro. That we're speaking to him with a Gnai. Chel Paro Bechol Zaro, all his kinder and all his Einiklet, all there, they all went out and all got drowned. We know that Rashi mentions, there's three mentioned references in Shur Sayyam. There's Oferis, Kash, and Evan, three different levels of Rishus. Evan is the mediocre, so most of them are probably Ke'evan. Now, another second, the third capital here is the Vir Kodsho Hivyani Vegam Sham Lo Shokatati. So, what's the Vir Kodsho? First of all, we spoke about Beis Tefilasi. Now we're saying to Vir Kodsho in the third person. Well, it's not my Dvir Kodshi. What's changed? V'gam Shom Lo Shokatati. What do you mean Lo Shokatati? You want everything to be easy and calm. Further on also, V'vono Geis of Higlani, the oppressor came and exiled me. Is that the Ikka, the exile? We lost Beis HaMikdosh. It seems to be from the references here that we didn't appreciate, we're talking about when the Beis HaMikdosh was rebuilt, we didn't appreciate it fully. And therefore it was like Dvir Kodsho, it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu sanctuary, and Lo Shokatati, we're looking for an easy, calm life in Golus. And eventually we went into Golus, but no references to loss of Beis HaMikdosh. The Mechaber here seems to be meramis to us, that cherish the Beis HaMikdosh properly. The Yain Ra'al Masachti, interesting expression. Yain Ra'al is poison, and all oppression, but Mosachti is a reference to the Pasuk Lehu Lachamu Belachmi Ushsu Bo Yein Masachti, which is referring to Torah, a learning Torah, and Bechabura, as the Olam are doing here, Baruch Hashem thriving, they should Kain Yibu. So there's a combination, Yein Ra'al Mosachti, yeah, we got the poison, because we weren't learning Torah properly, and the Masikah wasn't as Mosachti as it should be. Kimat Shavati, how do we translate Kimat Shavati? I understood that Kimat means almost in English. So if you say Kimat, Kimat Shavati means that almost, we almost got through it. That means we didn't get through it, but we did get through it. So you have to say here, Kimat doesn't mean almost, it means with difficulty, bakoshi. But we barely got through it. Kate's Bavazubavet, okay, so now the fourth paragraph. I want just to notice, Rabbi, in the different Golias, we speak in third person. The whole time it's been third person. Now, coming up to Purim, it's in second person. If anyone can think of an answer before I finish the paragraph, if not, I'll give the game away. Karos Komas Barosh Bikesh Agogi Mamdosa. What's this Bikesh? Haman was Mavakesh, this large wooden gallows. He prepared the gallows. He was hung, but he wasn't just Mavakesh. So you could say with Doicha Godel that he was Mavakesh and he found it eventually. It's not Mashmos. Mashmos is he was Mavakesh, he didn't find it. So homiletically, Apidrush, you could say that Barosh is a reference to Mordechai. The Gemara says in Megillah, the Joshua, that Barosh is a reference to, it's a special high fir tree from the Cedar family. And he wanted to knock down Barosh, who was Mordechai. But better is the Yalkut. There's the Yalkut Shimoni in Remez, Tof Reish Nun Vov. Regarding Haman, it says there in the Megillah, Yasu Eitz Chamishim Amo. So Haman was looking for 50 Amos. 50 Amos, according to the smaller shear, is like 25 meters high. That's very high. It's nearly 10 stories. And Hoya Haman Choizu Mavakesh. He was looking and looking and searching. Koyrush Chamishim Amo Velomatzor. Because he didn't find it. Elo Koyrush Choizu Basov Beso. He had to, no other solution, he had a very big front room. So he had to knock down the front room and take off the main beam, the central beam, which was 50 amos long, and to use it as the gallows, because he didn't find a barosh high enough. That was his hatred. He was prepared to smash down his house just to hang Mordechai on a super, super duper 50 meter high gallows. Right? So that's what the And where was this gallows from? Where did he get it in his front room? It says over there in Chazal, Fisho Ibn Pashan Dosa, Hegman Bekardonia. His one of his sons, Pashan Dosa, was a sal in the area there with Hari Ararat. And he took Venotal Nesa Echomite Busa Shanoyach. Haman took the very beam, remainder from the teva, and he used it for his front with such a late sonus. Instead of remembering what Kadosh Baruch Hu did to the world and his complete koyach and the bria, Haman uses it as a late sonus. He keeps it as a memory in his front room. Now he had to dismantle it. Right, so Bikesh Godikam Dosa Vanir Salola Pach or Moikish. What exactly was the Pach? What was the Moikish? Pach is like a trap. Moikish seems similar, but what's the double loshen? So the Ritzuda says Yeshua Pach is a reshes, it's like a network of a trap, and Moikish is a mishal to assembling block. So it seems to be that also what's the loshen here? The Gava Sonish Bosa, the Gaiva, the arrogance of Haman was Nishbosa was came to a standstill. What are we referring to? How Shach Shvisa also with a Gaiva? It's not normally, it's a bit of a strange expression. Ishbosa came to a standstill. Where do we see that? I mean, he was hung. Where do we see that his Gaiva was affected and brought to a standstill? And also it says, Madua, it says, V'niya Salolo Pachol Moikesh, before mentioning the Gaiva Ishbosa, what's the Seder here? So we know then that special night when the Ahasuerus couldn't sleep properly, Nodadosh Nasa Melech, Haman came in order to persuade the king to hang Mordechai. And exactly that same moment, Ahasuerus looked for a way to repay Mordechai for his tova, saving his life. And when Haman came, he was the one to choose the whole procession, which ended up making procession in honor of Mordechai, etc. And at the end of the procession, as we know, he ended up coming back home, Ovel v'chafui rosh. He was Ovel, he was mourning for his daughter, and chafui rosh, because all the garbage was thrown on his head. So this was Gavoso Nishboso before actually being executed. That was the Matthias, where his whole Gaivan arrogance was completely smashed, flattened, and just came to stand still. Rosh Amini Niseiso. Why the Rosh? Why the head of reference to Mordechai was elevated? Why only the head? He was completely elevated. So it might say the Lashon of the Apostle, which we had with the Sarah Mashkin, Yisro Poros, Paros Roshecha. That's the Lashon in Lashon HaKodesh. V'oyev Shemoyo Mochiso. So here we had the horror one to debate was that Agagi Ben Abdos, when it comes to Mitzrayim, they're called just Eglo, a very, very loose reference. But here we spell out Agogi ben Amdoso, obviously because it's a mitzvah Mechias Amalek. We have to know that he's Amalek, we have to get the exact identity. The Oyev Shemo Mochiso, what was the pshat here? His body was wiped out. His name was wiped out. So Lamaisa, with his 10 sons, very much men, even if you say he had 208 sons, but Lamaisa, these were his main Yotzid Chalotzov, these 10 sons, and they were all wiped out. Effectively, his whole Hemshech was wiped out. Rov Bonov Kinyonov Aloit Toliso. So Rov Bonov, Kasha from Leib Gurovitz Atzal, what do you mean Rov Bonov? The majority of the Bonov. So again, if it's 208 sons, it was a miut. And if you're referring to the 10, those special sons, it was Kulam. What was Rov? So it blames us a pshat that it brings down from Tos in a few places that they were Ketuei Rosh. When Targum says that the sons of Haman were beheaded and then hung. So that was a Rov. That was without the head. That was the majority of the body without the head. That was Rov Bonov. The difficulty here is Kinyonov. What's Kinyonov? So Rav Shach brings a pshat in every Ezri based on a Rambam, because Avodim, the Akum Shem Moiche is Bonov of Noisa. The Goy can sell his children. They're his, his property. He can sell them. So, but then the pshat is Rov Bonov, the Kinyonov, it's Hainuhach. Bonov is his sons, and Kinyonov is also his sons. It's a double expression. I saw a pshat from the Shem brought down in Kamotzi Shalom Rov, he brings from Shmuel Meir, that a different Rambam, the Rambam says the Cheshuva, Shenifroi Me'a Rosh Aladei Mises Bonov Haktanim, where Rosh is punished by Chonel's son's small children dying. So that's by Ketanim only. So the Ketanim says they're Kinyonov, the Rambam explains, they're Kinyonov. The small children under age, they're called Kinyonov. So here the Lashon, if it's a better, Rov Bonov, we said, The Rov is the majority, but they were beheaded. Bonov is the older children, and Chinyonov is the smaller children. If we come on the assumption that amongst those 10, they were Ketanim as well, then it's very nasty. But what I wanted to ask, I asked the question, why is it that with Purim, this period we just finished, it's all in second person? Alo eitz tolisa, Rosh Hashimini yiseisa, oivishmavichisa, why? All the other three prokim, including Chanukah, which we haven't reached yet, it's all in third person. The answer is, lichoira, that Golus of Purim, when our problem was we didn't see Hashgachos Hashem, we were all in Golus, it was Benista, Haste Lastis Ponai. So here the Paitin is saying, no, when he came out of Purim, the Ikke Nekuda was, we saw Hashgachos Hashem clearly, and therefore when we're even relating to it, we relate to it in second person, directly to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What you did for us, we recognized it, we saw it, and we remember it. Yevonim, coming up to Chanukah, Yevonim nikbetsu alai, azai vishmei chashmai. What's this nikbetsu? What's this loshen? Now, let me see, we don't find the loshen nikbetsu to get together. It seems to be the pattern telling us of a special plan of the Yevonim, where they try to get us to be misyavnim, and to chain size, chas v'sholom, to be mevatel l'chukim, and Torah. And that was their careful plan. It was a very difficult time for the Yidden. Just mentioning the Rambam's Loshon here, Lichas Hanukkah by Sheni Shemolchu Yovon Gozu Gzeir Zalisol, but Ludaton, they cancelled, they tried to cancel the whole religion. Not only they didn't allow us to go Oisik Batoy Mitzvahs, Poshtu Yodom V'Mamoinom, they held themselves to our money, Jewish money, V'Bnoseyen, and they took the best of the daughters. We know the deal of Hegemon, before getting married, she had to have a meeting with the Goyish Greek ruler, Rachmana Litzlan. Nicholas Ulahevo Potsubo Protsos, and they didn't even have a front door. Imagine not having a front door. So you're living, and there's the new Gzeira, you can't have a front door. That means a goy could come in any time, whenever he feels like it, just to pop in. That was their plan, Nikbetsu. Uforzu Chomus Migdalai, what's the chat, Rabbi? Which was Uforzu Chomus Migdalai? But before that, note the base of Migdash, we're calling it Migdalai. We started off base Tfilosi, then we had Tevil Kodsho in third person. Now it's Migdolai. It's mine, but it's Migdolai. Migdolai, the Medrash says that based on Migdosh, you have the Loshon is Savorek Kemigdal Hashein. And Apech Kemigdal Alevon, and we're talking about the Heichol and based on Migdosh, expressions of Migdol. But I think that the Mechaber here is trying to say that in the times of the Yevonim, we looked at based on Migdosh like a nice, beautiful building, with a Chitsonius of the building. And that was the critical point here. Basically, Migdash is a place of ruchnias, where it's kilva shasem to be machabish shemayim va'oretz. It's not a place for beautiful buildings to be proud of. What's the false choymos? A Mishnah in Midas, Perik Beis. The Mishnah says that with the Yevonim, there was a soireg. The soireg serves as a barrier for the goyim; they can't go further. That is to say that everyone has their demarcation line. The koyanim allowed to go much further. The levim a bit restricted. Ezus Yisrael, we've got restriction, Ezus Noshim, and there's a Soirik. The Soirik is a very symbolic fence, it's 10 atvachim high, which is, even according to Chasnish, it's like, it's barely a meter. So it's not, you can jump over it. But the Yevonim looked at it symbolically, this is the Havdolah Ben Yisrael Amim. That they weren't interested in. So they made 13 protzos, they made holes in it in 13 different areas, so that we don't hold up this mechitza, and this distinction between Yidden and Goyim. When the Hashmonoim took over and they were rededicated the Beis HaMikdosh, what did they do? They blocked up these 13 pirutzas, and they made the takoni, you have to bow down. When you reach this area, you have to bow down to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we got rid of the Avonim. And there is a head of Havdalah Ben Yisrael La'amin. Those are the pulse of, that's the pirutzas in the Chomos Migdal and Beis HaMikdosh. V'timu kol hashmonim, as we know, v'minos l'kankanin asan esu shoshanim. Shoshanim, what's the loshon? Why are we called shoshanim? Posuk in Shiashiv, k'shoshana ben achochin, k'en rayosi ben abonos, Rashi says, menak v'noso. They make holes in the shoshana, in the beautiful rose, but she still stays in her beauty and her redness. K'en rayosi, that's cloudy soil. They try and get us to do znus like them and to worship Getchkes, Avedazora, but we stand up firmly, not agree. B'nei Vino, we heard earlier. B'nei Vino, Yemei Shmona, Kavu Shurun Onim. So I must say, first of all, the questions here, I've got like 50 questions, we won't get through all of them, are they a tribute to my Chavrusa, my precious Chavrusa. I want to make a mention of Shimon Goldstein Shlita, where he has a prolific way of asking. He's an artist by profession, he asks questions, and we're working on a project with Agaditas, where we've got like 150 sugyas, 1,500 questions already been asked and answered. The credit goes to him. I try and answer. So he asked like this: why are Klal Yisrael called B'nai Vina now? And what's the kesher between B'nai Vina and Yemei Shemona? So we suggested like this: with the kasher of the year Beis Yosef, how did we get to 8 days of Hanukkah? It was 7 days. So however you answer the kasher, and there are hundreds of Tirutzim, but the Tzad HaShoveh Shebahem is that they understood, Klal Yisrael understood it has to be 8 days. For whatever good reason, it was 8 days. That was the B'nai Vina to justify Yemei Shemona. Now, and the Kudush onto the Shalom, it's called Kavu Shir Uranoni. So we know that Hanukkah, Gemara says, Kavu Vasum Yomi Tovil Bahalel Uvahodol. Halel is praise, Hodol. We have Shir, which is singing praise. What's Renonim? Renonim is the root Reno. Kim Pinkus in his Sefer, he explains that this, which is based on Shrine of Tefillah, it's based on 13 expressions of Tefillah, which Chazal mentioned in the Yalkut. One of them is Reno. Reno is a type of singing, but it's also a request. So that's what we're referring to Kovushir Renonim, that Hanukkah is not just singing, it's also a request for the future. With this, we can maybe bring the Kasha of the Oroch HaNer. There's a beautiful Kasha, which the Oroch HaNer in Shuvas, Binyan Tzion, he asked the Kasha on Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisai. Listen to this Kasha. He says that, what's going on? A person who remembers Ala Michya, Ala Nissin, he always remembers Sain Shemona Esrei, Sain Bekas HaMozin, he never forgets. He says in Hodor, Tmidin Kasidron, he never misses, a whole lifetime. Okay. Roy Leshvach, it's very commendable. The other fellow, who every other day in Hanukkah he forgets, and now he's a problem. He missed Ala Nissim in because of what he do, says the Ramor. All is not lost. In Horachaman, you can add on almost the whole text. Horachaman, Yasel Ala Nissim, Kemosha Osa, Bimei, Yoichanan, Bimei Matisyo. So, says the Ophanay, doesn't seem fair. He's got a Bakosha. The one who's forgetful gets to make a Bakosha request. Horachaman, Yasel Ala Nissim. He's asking expressly for miracles. And the poor fellow who, apparently Paul, who remembers on the time, he just thanks Hashem. He doesn't get to ask for miracles. Is that fair? So I heard this once from Matzio. That's how he said the Teretz, that all is not lost. Even the person who remembers Ala Nissim, he also gets to make a request. This is Paul's another voice. So it's Hanukkah coming up. This is the eighth day, and it's the final, the most special day of Hanukkah. The Brachos Shos on Nissim, Gevein, look, we think it's a Hodor Belvad. We're thanking Hashem. Thank you for making the Nissim Shos on Nissim. The truth is, it's a bakosha as well. The Lashon Baruch is a Lashon of Makor HaBrochos, that's a hodor, we're thanking Hashem. But it's also got a reference sometimes to Lashon Brecho, increasing. And therefore, there's a request as well. So even the person who never forgets Ala Nissim, but he also always gets to say Ala Shoson Nissim. And in the Broch of Shoson Nissim, there's a bakosha. I was happy with the Teretz. Well, in Eretz a few of Reichim, when they heard the Teretz, they said, yeah, but the one who's forgetful is one up. He gets to has a request in Shos on Nissim. He's also got a request in Ala Nissim, because every day he's forgetting. I had another Teretz where the Oilon were happy with, based on the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Tof Lama, the amazing Chinuch that I had to see inside on Hanukkah, he speaks about the Bracha of Birkas HaMozon. And he goes into a Loshon, which is unprecedented, because the Chinuch, he's not afraid to give explanations for mitzvahs, right, left, and center. Hiddenly, suddenly, he wants to explain the word Baruch. And he haps a pachat. And he has a whole hakdoma, I'm not roy, I'm afraid, I can't even explain that. He's got a whole arichus. There he says, in Yoneinu, he says a yesod, which could answer. He says like this, when he explains Baruch, I'm going to quote him, Onu zoichim b'maaseh atoy vazeh lehamshich oleinu mibirkoiso. Says the Chinuch, Baruch is Makor HaBrochos. We're recognizing Kosh Baruch is the source of all blessing. But then we say, we're Zoyche B'maisa Atoy Vazeh L'hamshich Oleinu Mibirkoso. We extend Brochos from him after making the Brocha. That means it means Makor HaBrochos. But the Messias is, if you say, Borei Pri HaGefen. So you thank Kosh Baruch for creating the fruit of the vine. What happens now, if you said the Brocha correctly, then there'll be a Hashpor of wine and grapes in the world. So, if that's the case, but when we thank Hashem for the Nissim, and we thank Hashem for Ala Nissim, if we thank Him properly, He pours out a Hashpor or Brocha. That's the way it goes. It seems to be like this. The Teretz Olam say it's like this. Because Baruch Hu didn't want us, or Takanon Chanukah, Ashkenazim, they didn't want us to ask explicitly for miracles. Give me this miracle, that miracle. Thank Hashem for the miracles. If you thank him at this special time, you'll be zeicha automatically. Miracles will be poured out. And that was the chatchila. The fellow who forgets al anisim, he has to spell it out. We don't have to spell it out. We thank Hashem at the right time, and we're zeicha to the hashpul. Rabbi, so we got hasoif zoraya kod shecha. The it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Chosaf Hashem is zoraya kod shol eini kol agoyim ro kol asir oris yeshuas elokeinu. We're talking about future geula. So, how do we make this bakosha? Hasov zoraya kodesh echo. It's a very, very charged request. Teret says the Novi says so. That's what's going to happen. So we make this request. So, v'korev keitz Yeshua. What's it mean we're asking for keitz Yeshua? That means we're asking for the beginning and the end. But the nekuda is, as the Gaon Bamet in Kaddish, what's ba'golov is man korev. It says the Gaon, ba'golov means it should happen soon, the whole process. Bisman korev means that the process should be short. That means from the beginning of the geula, when it actually starts, it should finish quickly. So we're asking korev keitz geula. Yeah, bring the geula, but it should also be precipitated, and it shouldn't last long. The whole process. Lechem's gogol.
We had a discussion last week that this last or extra stanza is written in a different style at a later stage.
Different style. Ah, it was added on. It was added on afterwards. Right. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, some gives us the question just asking. It's a different style. It's a different addition, but a necessary addition to be mashlim our requests for the geula. So I wanted to make a ha'ori. I noticed here in the Lashonos, as then we're just playing for time. We've got like one more minute. Ein keitz li mehara means a pshat. It looks as if there's no keitz. Of course there's a keitz, but I think the reference is to Chazal, which is a psikta brought in Yalkut, Parshas Vayetze, Remes Kuf Chof Aleph, that Yaakov Avinu foresaw all the Goliaths, and it was symbolized with steps of a ladder. So we had over there, Bovel, he saw 70 rungs, and that was symbolizing 70 years. Modai was 52 rungs. Yovan was 180. And Edom, he saw it going up and up and up. He didn't see any end. It looked as if it's without any end. Of course, there is an end. There will be an end. I don't have time for it, but the Nakuta is Yaakov Avinu is left out over here. Hokim on a Roy Shiva, the Moses and Sukkah, the Ovos, Avram Yaakov, Yaakov mentioned Moshe, etc., but not Yitzhak Avinu. It seems to be, since Esav, we're talking about Golas Edom, Esav, it's referring to Esav, which means he's going to be the annihilated. It's not covered for Yitzhak Avinu, we should mention him. At the end of the day, it's his son. So we're working around it, and the Lashonos are restricted. That means Batel. Dechei Edmon, what do you mean push him off? Exterminate him, no, push him off. A covered Yitzhak Avinu. Betel Talmon, he's going to rot in Gehenna. We just say, again, to push him off, we don't want to make a direct reference to the exterminating as covered Yitzhak Avinu. We should be Zeicher to Gula Shlema Behel Bameinu Amen. I just want to finish, Rabbi Yisai, that I've spoken in the past last year on, I've finished here, on Eishes Chayil 2 years ago and 1 year ago on Nishmas Kol Chai. I just brought out a sefer. The copies over there, Rabbi Yisai, please help yourself to them. I've got a limited amount. Please take them. If anyone finishes them and he wants to donate to a shul and they've got place, take them. Please, I don't have a way to carry them back there as well, okay? That's
Nice to see you. I came to visit my mother.
My wife's not working, Chanukah, so it's the first time to come.
So nice to see you, and I appreciate it. Sorry I came a few minutes late. Long time.
Yeah, no, good to see you.
I forgot, Rabbi, would you like to be in our collection, in our monthly collection,
just take the microphone.
Yes,